In Reno, Nevada, this past week, 62 head of cattle were the subject of a federal court hearing. The livestock were seized last month by the Bureau of Land Management as trespassers. It's the result of a bitter dispute between the federal agency and two ranchers who have refused to pay grazing fees since 1995. Grazing has been a contentious issue in the West for a long time, but it's become a flashpoint for property rights advocates in Nevada, where the federal government owns over 80% of the land. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold has more.
Just off Nevada's Highway 50, dubbed the loneliest road in America, in a dry, windswept lot, cattle bump up against each other in dusty pens. This summer, across the West, conflicts over water, timber, and rangeland have gained national attention as conservative groups and individuals charge that government is undermining a way of life. Loggers in the Pacific Northwest blame the Forest Service for keeping them out of the woods. Farmers in Oregon's Klamath River Basin blame the Bureau of Reclamation for shutting off their irrigation water. And here in Nevada, a group of ranchers are accusing the Bureau of Land Management of cattle wrestling.
I don't think that they have any right to seize my cattle.
63-year-old Ben Colvin and a handful of other ranchers haven't paid their grazing fees on over 1 million acres of land for the last 6 years. They say it's a protest.
It's taking my property rights. That's the bottom line.
Although Colvin's family has been ranching in Nevada since 1860, the property in question has been public land for nearly 150 years and is leased to Colvin at $1.35 a month per cow. And BLM State Director Bob Abbey says the cattle were in trespass.
Well, it's a simple issue. We have people that are grazing on public lands without any authorization or paying the fees that are required.
Abby points out that if the ranchers actually owned the land and had to pay property taxes on it, they'd be paying a lot more than the grazing fees assessed by his agency. Colvin owes $54,000, and another rancher whose livestock was seized owes nearly $300,000. They argue that the federal government has no jurisdiction over the land. Their dispute dates back to 1864, when Nevada joined the Union and the federal government assumed control of considerable acreage. Colvin has been spurred on by an anti-government group called the Nevada Committee for Full Statehood, which formed when another rancher's cattle were seized earlier this year. The committee opposes federal ownership of public land in Nevada. At its headquarters, between a sub shop and a laundromat in a Reno strip mall, Executive Director Janine Hansen says the ranchers are fighting for survival.
They can either cooperate with the Bureau of Land Management, pay their grazing fees, or they can say, I was here before the BLM. My family had claim to this land, some of them clear back to the 1850s. And so really the federal government is simply coming in and stealing my private property without just compensation.
But BLM Director Abbey says the sovereignty argument that the state is the original and rightful owner of the land is a smokescreen for a minority of ranchers who simply don't want to pay grazing fees or adhere to land management guidelines. He points out that some 700 ranchers graze cattle on nearly 50 million acres of BLM land in Nevada, and 99% of them pay their fees. Notably, the Nevada Cattlemen's Association has stayed out of the dispute, saying the fee system works well. Just 6 years ago, the cattle industry was under fire as environmentalists called attention to grazing practices that not only eroded watersheds and displaced native species, but were federally subsidized as well. The Clinton administration tried to raise grazing fees that critics said were basically a giveaway. Jill Lancelot, legislative director for the watchdog group Taxpayers for Common Sense, says the grazing program continues to lose hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
It's wasteful spending. Subsidized spending. We're talking about taxpayers all over the country are footing the bill to subsidize a handful of ranchers in the West. Cowboy welfare.
The fee hike never made it through Congress, and instead the administration began working with ranchers on better land management practices, such as herd rotation schedules that limit overgrazing on the range. Local Resource Advisory Councils, or RACs, were formed that included ranchers and a cross-section of public land users who agreed to new grazing standards. The resulting new rangeland regulations were upheld by unanimous Supreme Court decision. BLM State Director Abbey says the few ranchers who are willfully ignoring the law are the exception to what's largely been a success story.
I see just a few people pursuing an agenda that would provide them an opportunity to do anything that they wish to do on these lands. That's not going to happen.
But the Nevada Committee for Full Statehood wants a fight. Hansen says membership is up, media attention is up, and help is pouring in. She sees the cattle seizure as just the most recent government attack on individual rights.
These strike at the very heart of our liberty. If they can do it to the ranchers, if they can do it to the miners, if they can do it to the loggers, if they can do it to the farmers in Klamath, they can do it to you and I.
The BLM has identified 7 more ranchers who are in trespass and intends to confiscate their livestock as well. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Reno, Nevada.